since I just returned from knee surgery today, what better start to our program than look at an interesting innovation in medicine? To talk about that, my first guest today is Greg Levy, co-founder of Figure One, a new mobile app for doctors.
Figure One is a mobile app, like, you know, millions of others out there, but we're a little different. Our goal is to connect healthcare professionals, doctors, but also, you know, nurses, dentists, many other people in the healthcare world, to each other, mostly around images. So they'll take an image of a patient, de-identify it. We're very conscious of patients' privacy, and then use it as a jumping-off point for discussion, for education, and sometimes for collaboration. So I myself don't have a medical background, but my co-founder does. My co-founder is a critical care physician, internal medicine doctor. A couple years ago, he took some time off and he went to Stanford. He was invited to be a visiting scholar in the School of Medicine there. And what he was studying was how mobile technologies are used by young physicians and other people in healthcare. And what he discovered was something which to me, and probably to you, is a bit counterintuitive and a bit sort of at first jarring, maybe, that these doctors are taking pictures of their patients and sending them around to their colleagues or people they went to med school with. They're doing it by text message or by email, and they're doing it on the order of tens of thousands of times a day in the U.S. alone.
Wow.
To me, that's super surprising.
Yeah.
Josh, less so, because as a practicing doctor, he says many times it's that he's at 4 a.m. in the ICU and there's an interesting case or a puzzling case or just sort of a once-in-a-lifetime case. And like anyone else, there's the human instinct to share or to collaborate, and he himself has done this. The issue, though, is there's privacy concerns with the way that they were doing this before. And also, it's kind of inefficient. Like Josh talks about, there's these amazing moments in medicine that you might experience, and then you might share it with someone else who gets to sort of experience it by proxy, but the rest of the medical world doesn't see it. And so you're kind of losing this amazing teaching moment. And so we saw it, based on his research at Stanford and his own experience in the ICU, that to build this thing, which would sort of help both these problems. When Josh came back from Stanford with this idea, I thought it was really cool. But we spoke to a lot of doctors, and the response we got from doctors was, yes, I've thought of that. We should do it. Why hasn't someone done this? This is, you know, needs to be done. Mm-hmm. And I think the reason no one had done it was because intuitively, there's these privacy issues.
Sure.
But really, we don't see ourselves as a privacy problem. We see ourselves as like the solution to an existing problematic behavior. And so we spent a lot of time with lawyers, too much time, analyzing how we could do this in a way that was safe from a patient's point of view, from an information storage point of view, from, and of course, from a legal and moral point of view. And essentially, the kind of secret sauce is that we don't have any patient data. Mm. We do not want it. We do not keep it. If you hacked us, you would find nothing. There's this great quote I like, that the best way to keep a secret is not to have it. And so that's it. We don't want any information. We don't have it. So we've built a whole system and a whole bunch of checks and balances too, and redundancies, so that when a doctor takes a picture of the patient, the patient's privacy details, they say their name or anything that might identify them, a tattoo, is stripped away. Mm-hmm. And it's just essentially an educational image. There's a few key lessons. I mean, ideas are great, but it's really execution that matters. And you hear this, but a lot of people, especially if you're not technical, a lot of people just kind of brush that off and they're like, yeah, but this idea is so great. Sure, but it's all about the execution. So yeah. Really having a deeply technical person on the team matters a lot, a lot, because it's really being focused on product. Is what drives apps adoption, drives their use. I mean, we ship our app basically every month. So every month there's changes that we put out there, sometimes more than once a month. And you can't do that with if you're just sort of like an idea person who doesn't have an understanding of how to kind of scope the request to the technology side. So I think that's the main thing, is just like focus on product and technology, and like don't really worry about too much else until you really nail that.